Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. I am Tom, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Check out all of our podcasts. Pretty excited about all the folks. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. This was kind of a weird New Year's. On a Thursday, I did not pay much attention to this to the calendar. Even the week before, the Christmas week was bizarre. For some reason, I got in my head that Christmas is on Thursday. Like all of a sudden, like Thanksgiving, it's always on Thursday. So I blocked out like Wednesday because I figured Wednesday was Christmas Eve. And then when it all kind of fell into place, I realized I took all these days off. I took off like Wednesday. Well, I worked a little on Wednesday. I took off Thursday. I took off Friday. I did work on Saturday. That was good. I don't know. Maybe it was just normal. I don't know. It just everything's been very, feels like this just never ending, these weeks. And now Christmas or New Year's Eve's on Thursday. Today's Friday, right? Is today Friday? Yes. Friday, January 1st. Happy New Year's. We just hung out. Didn't do much. Yesterday was my wife's 2-year anniversary. Clean of drugs and alcohol. Very proud of her. We sat around to watch TV. Well, it was funny. We were going to go. I was like, you know, I had these grandiose ideas yesterday afternoon. Let's have like sushi and all this. And we ended up having Chinese food and no dessert. Oh, and I do have to report I had a Reese's peanut butter cup. The devil disc got me. Hi, yay, yay. I guess I'm starting over today. I'm going to just, you know what? That was a practice run. Okay. Why not have January 1st, 2021 be my new anniversary date when it comes to sugar? The devil disc won, and oh my God, I'm just a weak sugar fanatic.
Rode south before the winter. I took shelter in your eyes. Pushed all the way to Brooklyn. Didn't ask for nothing but a place to spend the night. And I've never felt the winds blow like they do in Tennessee. They weren't all that strong. Carried them a song that reminded you to me. Can you tell me about the moon that rises earlier up north? Or how the hills really sing in the early part of spring? Where the road goes on forever like the pictures that we see. When we're lost, scared and tired, when we run free.
Wow, what a great song. Jared and the Mill. Never heard of them? We do another podcast, a new music podcast on Thursdays. Me and Dion and my friend Trey and Jordan. And, you know, it's fun just to kind of go over new music. And that Dion brought that one to the podcast. And I was like, ooh, pretty sweet. It was funny. I don't know if anybody uses Spotify. But Spotify does something. Spotify's pretty good. I never really pay. I'm from the generation, like, just give me, from iTunes music. I just, you know, there's my music, da-da-da. Basically just a big shelf of music for me to pick from. And then Spotify showed up, and my son's like, Daddy, you got to be using Spotify. So I went over to Spotify and got rid of iTunes. And I've definitely been happy, but they just do a lot of funny stuff, or not funny, but interesting stuff. So I don't know if you looked in your Spotify, but like your top songs of 2020, this is the top 100 songs that I played this year. And I'm like, you know, first of all, I played a lot of Pearl Jam. And my number one song played last year for 2020 was Super Blood Wolf Moon. So that's my number one song played last year. And actually, my number one, two, three, four, five, the top five songs that I played last year were all from Pearl Jam's new album, Gigaton. So I'm guessing that, you know, we do that a Pearl Jam podcast, and I must have just played a lot of that music. So, but that's fun. Check out your Spotify, and they provide a lot of cool information. Missed hits, and then On the Record. They just, I don't know, it's pretty cool. Yeah, so check it out. Well, I guess, you know, Happy New Year, we made it. Interesting year. You know, it seems to be the word on the street is like, you know, 2020 was our worst year ever. And I get, you know, I guess it was. I don't know. You know, my mom passed. She did not die of COVID-19, but she definitely died in a nursing home by herself. I would imagine partially from a broken heart, which is just, you know, awful. But my mom also had a disease, rheumatoid arthritis, small cell vascular disease, which attacked the small vascular system of her eyes, her brain, everything. And in the end, she, you know, she had dementia. But she, you know, I would talk to her. She's like, hey, Tommy. You know, so she wasn't completely gone, but she was definitely flirting with the edge, you know, of dementia. And I don't know if it was dementia or if it was the vascular system, or maybe that is what dementia is. I'm not even sure. But she had COVID during her time in the nursing home and did just fine. But later she would pass. And so, yeah, it's, you know, awful. And all the people that lost family members. We were watching the New Year's stuff on TV last night, and I think it might have started around 6, maybe 6 to 8. And I can't remember. It was either NBC or Fox or whatever. But they had this Escaping 2020 New Year's Eve thing on TV. OMG. I mean, we watched that, and I swear to God, my wife and I were bawling. Laughing and bawling. And it was just, I don't know, it was very weird. It was like a release of all this pent-up energy, the sadness and joy and all the shit that I've been, I guess, just stuffing back, stuffing. And, you know, it was just, I don't know if anybody saw it. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't see it, if you can find it, I don't know if it's, you know, rewatchable, but it was just, you know, how we've adapted through this year. And it wasn't even a whole year, right? I mean, it started, what, in March, sort of, Ferrari. I know it was starting, but, you know, shutting down and really that fear, you know, that kind of spread across our area, you know, really started in March. But to watch, you know, news broadcasters or, you know, pundits or, you know, talking heads and, you know, dealing with this COVID thing, becoming, you know, working out of your basement or a guest room or an office with your Zoom calls or your whatever they were. And to watch, you know, these parents, because, you know, these all, you know, in the normal year, we're all doing our thing, you know, on the news and we're just talking heads, right? But this year, really, you know, watching these people work out of their office and then their kids and stuff come popping into the screen, you know, they're on live national global television, and then their little kids like, "Mommy, can I get a tea biscuit?" It was not only was it funny, but, you know, it just shows that, you know, we evolve. We evolve. We, you know, don't tell me what I can't do. Tell me what I can do, and then let's make that really good. I think that's a great facet of this year, right? Just figuring out how to make it work and doing it. Now, obviously, if you have... Now, I have a small business. I have a hair salon. If you have a small business, it's been a sketchy year. You know? I've even shared on this podcast, you know, I've had to learn how to be patient. I've had to learn how to take a hard look at myself. You know? What can I do? I took all that for granted. People just show up. I do their hair. They pay me. They leave. But now I had to provide a safe environment for them. And I hadn't done that. I mean, you know, we clean the salon and, you know, wipe things down like a normal place so it just doesn't look like a shithole. But, you know, all of a sudden now I am responsible for people's health. I had to start caring about that. That's something new. You know, the patience, the word patience, surrender. You know, I'm lucky, blessed, lucky that my small business, you know, we closed down in March for 6 weeks or whatever it was. But, you know, I've always just had this little salon. I've never really made a lot of money doing it. I mean, we get by. We do fine. But, I'm not buying a second home. I'm not buying a motorhome or a boat or, you know, all the great things I'd love to have. But I don't make enough money. And we're all right with that. You know, if I'm honest, sure, we'd like more money, but we're fine. But these bigger small businesses, man, they've really taken a hit, and it's tough. It is tough because there's so many opinions about why and who and what's not fair and why are they open, but we're not. And, you know, that restraint, I talked about it the other day on a podcast, that restraint from pen and tongue and texting. You know, there's a lot of options for me to go out there and give my non-professional opinion. But I have to say, it's you're not helping anything, Tom. Let's keep our opinions to ourselves. I mean, spending time... If you have kids and you know that you've been spending a lot more time with your kids because they were out of school, you know, one of the big parts of this show last night was watching these parents and these people creating these funny TikTok videos or reels or whatever it is of basically, I am not a homeschool teacher. You know, I'm not. I had forgotten how important it was that our children get to go to school. It just had become something that I've just taken for granted. And so that's had, you know, that's something new we've had to do. Figure out how to, first of all, keep our kids sane, right, and interested. But at the same time, trying to keep myself sane and interested. I'm not, you know, it's funny that I feel like elementary school have changed the math. What is it, core math now, or... You know, there was a funny segment where this lady was talking about carrying the one. If you carry the one, you'll figure this out. We went through this with my daughter. Carry the one. You know, but they've designed it so really parents have to kind of stay out of it. We can't really do their work. But we're in a position right now that we had to really step in and help. And so we've all had to learn how to do the new core math and, you know, what, this one guy's like, I haven't carried the one since, you know, elementary school or whatever. So, you know, I could sit here and do this all day. We could pick apart the year and find the things that are good and definitely find the things that are bad. The things that are bad, obviously, you know, we've lost a lot of people here and everywhere. That's awful. And we lost my mom. I'm in that group. We've lost the ability to go out and have dinner. But I've gained the ability to learn how to do, be a better cook for my family. You know, going out all the time, spending money. We've learned how to have to budget our money. Budget our money so we can save. But still, like, you know, we try to go out and buy takeout from restaurants, still trying to support our local restaurants and small businesses. But you can't, you know, you gotta balance it. Having to learn how to do that. You know, we've been blessed. We've been able to podcast and still have a lot of fun and you know. I guess my point is there's just a lot of great things have come out of this year. And if I can look past the shit, if I can look past the manure and find the flowers, you know, I'm going to try to do that because it's important. I've always tried to learn something from everything. And if it makes me unhappy, there's probably a lesson to be learned in there. You know, if everything's going great, it's probably bad. And if everything's going bad, there's probably something in there that's great. And I personally am trying to take the good, figure out the bad, and see if we can have a better year next year or this year, starting today. But, you know, January 1st, 2021, where am I? I'm doing a podcast and I start work at 10. Grandma's birthday's tonight. You know, same old life. You know, 2020 is going to be so much better. Well, it's starting off exactly the same. I decide how my day is. And I decide how great it is or how bad it is. Another thing that I've been working on this year. Let's see if there's anything with the daily reflections. Come on, daily reflections. Come on up. Welcome. All right, daily reflections. Let's see, January 1st, of course. Oh, okay. January 1st, I am a miracle. The central fact of our lives today is the absolute certainty that our Creator has entered into our hearts and lives in a way which is indeed miraculous. He has commenced to accomplish those things for us which we could never do by ourselves. This truly is a fact. Oh, wait a minute. So that was Alcoholics Anonymous, page 25. This truly is a fact in my life today and a real miracle. I always believed in God, but could never put the belief meaningfully in my life. Today, because of Alcoholics Anonymous, I now trust and rely on God. As I understand him, I am sober today. Oh, see, that was dumb. Sorry. Let me read that again. Today, because of Alcoholics Anonymous, I now trust and rely on God as I understand him. I am sober today because of that. Learning to trust and rely on God was something I could never have done alone. I now believe in a miracle because I am one. Well, that's very true. You know, that's a lot of surrendering. You know, a lot of people come into a program, whether it's getting sober from alcohol or drugs or food or money. You know, that is a disease of self. And to give that up, that's giving up a lot. Because self demands a lot. And sometimes the one thing self demands is that you not have a relationship with a higher power. And self will give you 100 reasons why not to. What has he done for you? All the things that you've asked for, what have you received? How come God doesn't take care of you like God takes care of everybody else? I've been there. But you have to find the good inside the bad. And usually if self isn't get what self wants, it's bad, right? So trying to understand that. Making adjustments. and trying to enjoy what we have. Be of service. I think the if I was going to pick a couple things about 2020 that are really have actually been a real problem for me is the ability to go to a meeting. And I'm sure for a lot of people it's the ability to go to church, even though I do think they are having church now. But the ability for me to not be able to go to a meeting, I remember going when I first got sober, and it was March. And I remember we had a big snowstorm, and I didn't go to a meeting. And someone said at the meeting, and I was like, going to the next meeting, you could kind of hear the talking in the group. And, you know, I'm like, so there was a meeting last night? And someone said, listen, if you could get to a liquor store, you can get to a meeting. Which said to me, basically, meetings are always open. And that was in 97. And I can tell you, since 1997, I have never in my time since then have seen it where meetings were closed. Never. So if I was going to find one thing that really was an issue, and I'm fine, I mean, I'm still sober, but I do miss going to meetings. You know, some days I just need a meeting. Some days I just need to get away from doing what I'm doing. Sometimes I just need a break. And going to meetings is an inconvenience, right? It's annoying. But I miss it. And I know they have the Zoom meetings, and maybe that, you know, those are so annoying and inconvenient that maybe I would really get something out of it if I stopped and just did it. My buddy James, he does it every week. He does his Zoom meetings. He does it with his home group. And I, for some reason, have not. I need to look at that. So, you know, I'm hopefully in 2021 we can get back to going to meetings. Fingers crossed, I hope. You know, I guess the point of today's podcast is for one, to say Happy New Year. For two, I'm not going to get caught up in the trap that 2020 was the worst year ever, because I don't actually see much changing for 2021. It could be, if I let it be, it could be worse. You know, they're doing the vaccine. They're talking about, you know, vaccines, still wearing masks, still continuing this, you know, safety kind of lifestyle, the safe protocol life of this mask and the distancing and no, all this shit being closed down and getting a vaccine. Wow. I feel like that's going to create, like, I remember I'm saying, as soon as I get my vaccine, I'm taking my damn mask off. And this lady's like, no, no, no. We're going to be wearing masks for the next 2 years. I'm like, what? I don't know if that's true. That's not fact. That's what she said. Don't get all fired up like I do. But if I can see that creating a lot of anxiety. So, one day at a time, right? I was watching this Joe Rogan podcast with this guy, and he was a Navy SEAL. Well, he went through the Navy SEALs, BUDS, and then he would later come back and become a Navy SEAL instructor. And I guess, like, Navy SEAL BUDS is, I don't know if it's 6 weeks, 6 months, I don't know, 180 days, something like that. I guess that'd be more like 6 months. And then they have Hell Week, which is like a week of this, kind of this same sort of stuff, just miserable. And he talked, and he's like, you know, you can't look at this training, this BUDS 180 days or Hell Week, you can't look at it as a big picture, because you'll never make it. It's too much to handle in the big picture. He's like, what I did is I broke it down to, I just have to get to the next meal. He's like, they have to feed you every 6 hours. So if I could just get to the next meal, I might be able to do this. And that's how he handled it. And that's how I have to, I'm not in Buds. I'm not in Hell Week, but I'm living. And if I look at 2021 and go, oh God, this could be just as bad, I'm basically ruining my whole year. One day at a time, one meal at a time, and we can get through this. If we want, right? I don't want to be miserable. I want to be happy. And so that's how I'm trying to think and live. And yeah. How did everybody else do? How's everybody else doing? Am I crazy? Could 2020 be one of the greatest years ever? People say that I can't wait to get back to normal. Was normal good? I mean, you know, I miss concerts. I miss live sports. When are those coming back? You know, if they said today, hey, everyone can go to the game, would you go? Has so much programming now, have we been reprogrammed to be so fearful of people? Somebody was telling me the other day, she goes, now they're saying that you don't catch it asymptomatically. I'm like, what? It's like just when you start to settle in and then someone says something new, you're like, oh my God. But I mean, are we ready? I don't know. Happy New Year. I hope everyone's doing well. And, you know, one day at a time, right? One meal at a time. Yeah. I don't know. I lost my song I was playing. Oh, well. Happy New Year. Have a great day. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye.
South before the winter, I took shelter in your eyes, pushed all the way to Brooklyn, didn't ask for nothing but a place to spend the night, and I've never felt the winds blow like they do in Tennessee. They weren't all that strong, carried them a song that reminded you to me. But can you tell me about the moon that rises earlier up north, or how the hills really sing in the early part of spring, where the road goes on forever like the pictures that we see when we're lost, scared and tired, when we run free. But they say, boy, you're looking skinny.